of the Sex Discrimination Act that it extends to judges and members of Parliament.
WA Senator and Attorney General Michaela Cash speaking there. My next guest is a sexual abuse survivor and advocate for trauma survivors. Yemi Penn is on the line. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Stan. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. What's your reaction to what you've heard from Michaela Cash and others today?
Look, I've got to be honest, I have so much hope, almost having goosebumps listening to that again, because firstly, it means there are a group of people that have been heard and there's nothing more satisfying. So I absolutely have hope. But then I also have an element of urgency. I'm naturally an impatient person, but this has been going on, if we talk worldwide, for decades, possibly centuries. And so now that it's come to the forefront and has had to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations, some of my questions are, okay, when? Can it be earlier than before the end of the year? And can we have more detail? But there's definitely a lot of hope.
The Prime Minister hopes by the end of June?
Yes. Well, apparently we've got a budget by May. And I know we look, money and resources help a lot of things. We can't deny that. And so we would want a budget that would support organisations in rolling out a number of the recommendations, which I haven't reviewed in detail. But yes, the hope is June. I think that it is a tall ask, but I think it's possible. Look what we achieved as a result of the pandemic. I think we can do it.
Senator Cash mentioned in that audio that the window to make complaints will be extended from 6 months to 24 months, so 2 years. Is that the right balance, that two-year window?
I don't believe it is, but I'm not sure this response will, you know, solve the problem. We can't put a window on, you know, healing trauma or dealing with it to the point that you are open to talk about it, and especially if it goes in such a public realm. You know, every individual is different, and it has a lot to do with what that person may or may not have experienced prior to that particular sexual harassment. So I am actually more uncomfortable with the concept that 24 months is a defined window. It can be way more. When I look at my experience, we're talking, you know, three decades, and I'm still trying to form words when I need to talk about it. So I'm really uncomfortable with that. Don't have an immediate, you know, solution, but it would require maybe trailing through the law to see what's been done for other events or incidences. But I'm still not comfortable with a 24-month window.
The argument might be that the further that timeline along, memories can become hazy, details grey. So I guess there is a balance in there, isn't there, somewhere?
There absolutely is. But I think we also have to acknowledge, you know, how far we've come with technology. I mean, you think of murders that happened, you know, decades ago. We've got these advances that can show things. We have to be open to that. You know, look at what we've achieved globally. I believe we can stretch it much further than 24 months based on what we and artificial intelligence is doing today.
Yemi Penn, my guest, sexual abuse survivor and advocate for trauma survivors, just responding to the federal government's response to the Respect at Work report today. 55 recommendations, including politicians and judges, will no longer be exempt from federal sex discrimination and workplace laws. Does that one surprise you, that it's taken this long?
It does and it doesn't. There is so much we don't know. I mean, just listening to that recording of Michaela Cash, I just thought, I'm so glad she used the words of simplify complexity, because that's what my brain hooked onto. How are we going to even understand what are in the laws? And so my question is, why were they exempt in the first place? Did we just assume that that group, politicians, judges, would be holier than thou? It means we're ignoring the concepts of being human. That worries me. However, like I said, I have hope, because if we can acknowledge that there is a flaw in a law previously, what else can we correct? What else sits outside of, you know, serious misconduct that maybe there are other realms we need to look at? So surprised but not surprised, because there's no way, you know, the public will know what are in all these laws.
Yeah. It's a start, I guess. It's a start. A long way to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yemi Penn, thank you. I appreciate your time.
No, my pleasure.
Sexual abuse survivor, TEDx speaker, an engineer by profession, and also advocate for trauma survivors, responding there. And of course, if you need help after hearing any of this discussion today, you can contact Lifeline anytime on 13 11 14.